"'She'd probably be a better help than I am,' Klaus said. "'I can't make head or tail of what you're doing.' "'You're doing fine,' Violet said. "'Particularly if you consider that we're sharing a shirt. "'How are those ivy stems coming, Sunny?'
"'Lesoint,'
Sunny replied, which meant, "'I'm nearly done.' "'Good work,' Violet said, peering at the sun. "'I'm not sure how much time we have.' Count Olaf is probably inside the fortune-telling tent by now, asking the crystal ball about our whereabouts. I hope Madame Lulu keeps her promise and doesn't give him what he wants. Will you hand me that piece of metal on the ground, Klaus? It looks like it used to be part of the tracks, but I'm going to use it to make a steering device. I wish Madame Lulu could give us what we want, Klaus said, handing the piece to his sister. I wish we could find out if one of our parents survived the fire. "'Without wandering around a mountain range.' "'Me too,' Violet said. "'And even then we might not find them. "'They could be down here looking for us.' "'Remember the train station?' Klaus said, and Violet nodded.
"'Is Sue back?'
Sunny asked, handing over the ivy stems. "'By is Sue back, she meant something like, I don't remember, "'although there was no way she could have.' As the youngest Baudelaire hadn't been born at the time her siblings were remembering. The Baudelaire family had decided to go away for the weekend to a vineyard, a word which here means a sort of farm where people grow grapes used in wine. This vineyard was famous for having grapes that smelled delicious, and it was very pleasant to picnic in the fields while the fragrance drifted in the air and the vineyard's famous donkeys who helped carry bushels of grapes at harvest time, slept in the shade of the grapevines. To reach the vineyard, the Baudelaires had to take not one train but two, transferring at a busy station not far from Poultryville. And on the day that Violet and Klaus were remembering, the children had been separated from their parents in the rush of the transferring crowd. Violet and Klaus, who were quite young, decided to search for their parents in the row of shops just outside the station, and soon the local shoemaker, blacksmith, chimney sweep, and computer technician were all helping the two frightened children look for their mother and father. Soon enough the Baudelaire family was reunited, but the children's father had taught them a serious lesson. "'If you lose us,' he said, "'stay put.' "'Yes,' their mother agreed. "'Don't go wandering around looking for us.' We'll come and find you. At the time, Violet and Klaus had solemnly agreed, but times had changed. When the Baudelaire parents had said, if you lose us, they were referring to times when the children might lose sight of them in a crowd, as they had at the train station that day, where I had lunch just a few weeks ago and talked to the shoemaker's son about what had happened. They were not referring to the way the Baudelaires had lost them now, in a deadly fire that it seemed had claimed at least one of their lives. There are times to stay put, and what you want will come to you, and there are times to go out into the world and find such a thing for yourself. Like the Baudelaire orphans, I have found myself in places where staying put would be dangerously foolish, and foolishly dangerous. I have stood in a department store and seen something written on a price tag that told me I had to leave at once, but in different clothing. I have sat in an airport and heard something over the loudspeaker that told me I had to leave later that day, but on a different flight. And I have stood along the roller coaster at Caligari Carnival and known what the Baudelaires could not possibly have known that quiet morning. I have looked at the carts, all melted together and covered in ash. And I have gazed into the pit dug by Count Olaf and his henchmen, and seen all the burnt bones lying in a heap. And I have picked through the bits of mirror and crystal where the fortune-telling tent once stood, and all this research has told me the same thing. And if somehow I could slip back in time, as easily as I could slip out of the disguise I am in now, I would walk to the edge of that pit and tell the Baudelaire orphans the results of my findings. But of course I cannot. I can only fulfill my sacred duty and type this story as best I can, down to the last woof.